we need to hit that yoga up, man. You know what I'm saying? It gets you nice and peaceful. So yeah, I did my little yoga, came home, took a shower, made a fruit smoothie. You know what I mean?
You are fucking Susan Sarandon, dude.
I'm at peak white woman right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling real good, man. I'm feeling real good.
All of these drugs in the kitchen, all of this mud in the pitcher, all of these bitches remixing, all of them baby like get it, all of them baby like get it. I feel like Tony Montana, ooh, I feel like Bob with the hammer. These nigga playing, pussy nigga playing, I lead a little nigga and slam her. Bitch, I might just do the damn, bitch, I might just smoke the gas. Pussy little nigga, he mad, but I might just have swag. Come with the K, come with the K and the spray. Pussy little nigga, he playing. Better little nigga gon' lay. Hey, I want my chips, they calling me Frito Lay. Hey, I'm with the dope, I need it like underlay, underlay.
Just started off. You know, you didn't in that nigga. Yeah, you didn't in that nigga. I did it last time.
Yeah, I guess when we had the goddamn emergency internet nigga broadcast.
I didn't do that at all. You did it. You did it. No, I did it when we did the Fame Twitter one. And then you were gonna do it. It would have been your turn to do it for the fucking emergency shit.
Boy, that was peak internet nigga-ness there. We gotta reel this shit in, buddy.
It still feels weird. I mean, but it's funny though. And people fuck with it. So like if people fuck with it, that's cool, but god damn. You know, emergency hey. Internet podcast. You know, like,
ooh, shit. Hey, right, we gotta keep this shit to an hour this time, dude. Like, once the goddamn timer goes, we see 55 minutes on that bitch. We gotta start banging on tables like right. 30 seconds left in a boxing round.
Right, that's important. So yeah, but anyway, we were gonna do it that time, and you said. You were like, nah, fuck that shit, which I completely respect because we already did it, you know, once in the bi-weekly, you know, time that we agreed to do it. So, but, you know, it's your turn. It's your turn. That's the end of this long-ass story that I just dragged the fuck out of.
I mean, that's kind of the premise of what we're talking about today, having to do shit you don't want to do. You know, that's being responsible, and that's what you're tasked with. You know what I mean?
Look like, how you slid that in there. All, look how you did that. You're getting good at this, Tyler.
And goddamn parallels and all that
shit.
There we go. So, yes. So, I am the internet nigga introducer for this podcast. The voice you hear now is that of Dragonfly Jones. The other voice is motherfucking goddamn LeJethro goddamn Jenkins.
Or Namaste Shawty today because I did my motherfucking yoga. All right? I'm feeling real good. Yeah.
You know, like us on YouTube, what the fuck? Like us on iTunes and all that shit. You know how it go.
All right, man. So we said we're going to talk about Beyonce and Cam, obviously. Those are the big fucking subjects. I got two joints to ask you real quick, though. Okay. One question. But we're still going to talk about the fucking lion. The lion killer. Motherfucking kill a lion with his bare hands, bro. But one thing real quick. I'm at work. And hey guys, with the music shit, never forget the music's in the description. We can never forget that. I've gotten used to motherfuckers not hitting me up about that shit. And I'm gonna drop a mix joint this week. But, so I got a question to ask you, man. So yeah. I'm at work. It's like I'm about to walk out and shit. I got caught up in a conversation, and I realized this, bro. I don't think the problem, like we talk about motherfuckers that like fuck coworkers and shit. I don't think the problem was the coworkers, bro. I think the problem is us. You know what I'm saying? We don't belong there.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they be talking and be happy together. Do your coworkers be like that?
Oh, dude, they fucking love each other. And I'm like, we have fucking meetings and these motherfuckers are just yapping away. And I say like two words every three meetings, dude.
And I'll be in that motherfucker like, I cannot wait to get the fuck out of here. It's me and this other dude. We be, as soon as the meeting's up, we leaving. And motherfuckers is just, you know, sitting there talking and conversing. And people are so confused because my office door is always closed and shit. And they're out there conversing. And I don't have anything against them. I mean, my coworkers are actually pretty cool. I can't, you know, I mean, as far as coworkers go, you know, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty low scale to rate them on, but yeah.
I don't dislike anybody. I don't, well, there's dislike with certain people, obviously. I don't hate anybody. I don't bring, like, I'm not thinking like, damn, fuck this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Yeah. Like, I can honestly say I've only had about, I don't know, maybe two or three coworkers in my lifetime that I've hated. I just don't give a fuck about them. Like, it's, you know, a difference.
Yeah. So, anyway, I got caught in a conversation. And it was an interesting one. They were talking about, you know, being ashy as a motherfucker and dudes taking care of themselves and shit. And they're talking about pedicures and manicures and shit. And I'm, how do you feel about, like, because, you know, I was saying I my feet ugly as a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I have no qualms about it. I'm not uncomfortable with it. You know, my feet ugly, fuck it. I don't even use a clipper. I pull the shits right off my, I pull my nails right off my shit. Right. I'm fuck all that extra shit, man. I pull the white part off my shit with my bare hands. I'm a grown ass man. You know what I'm saying? So, but then like, you know, you expect your woman, you know what I'm saying, to take care of their feet and shit. I mean, yeah, I mean, I can't fuck with a woman with, like, feet that I'm scared to touch. You know what I'm saying? Like, personally, I mean, it's a weird thing. You know, it's nitpicky, but it's true. How do you feel about doing that for yourself? Because they're saying, like, you should, if you expect that from a woman, you should, you know, take care of yourself as well.
I think that's bullshit because
you don't want to do it
out here. Yeah, I'm not out here in public in goddamn flip flops and open toe heels showing off my feet and shit. So you will never see my fucking toes unless I'm at the beach or the pool in public.
My nigga, I wear socks to sleep. You know what I'm saying? You'll never. I fucking socks. Everything socks are always included in my life. Only thing I don't shower in socks. It's about the only time you're gonna see my motherfucking feet. But at the same time, though, you know, like, you laying in the bed and shit, like, you know, your woman's rubbing her feet on you and shit. You want them to be soft and all that shit. Like, you can't, you know, I don't know. I feel like they have somewhat of a point, but I struggle with that type of shit. I don't even put lotion on for real, bro.
God damn.
Like, I put it on my upper body base. I put my legs are optional. You know what I'm saying? I basically put on my elbows and my chest for real.
Dog, how you live in a goddamn, how you brave these Midwest winters going out the crib barefaced without a fucking extra layer of lotion on your face, dog?
I put lotion on my face. I just started taking care of my motherfucking face. But like, I remember one time, like, A coworker, like 2 years ago, a coworker, I had on short sleeves. It was like the summer or whatever, or spring, what, I don't know. I had short sleeves on. A coworker stopped me, grabbed some Vaseline, and said, "Come here, John," and rubbed it on my elbows. Like, yo, you can't be out here like this. And this is one I'm really cool with. You know what I'm saying? She was like, "Listen, John, you can't be out here like this, man." With your elbows caked up, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't really, you know, like, I don't really take care of myself like that, you know. Not all the small things, but, and I one thing too, I was tripping, I was talking to Adrian about this. You know Adrian, you know. Adrian's like super, this motherfucker, I've never known, like, a neat freak like him. He takes care of all the minute things. I remember he sent me a picture talking about how dirty this nigga's room was, and I'm like, that's clean. Like, I'm like, his clothes are put up, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's nitpicky as fuck, you know what I'm saying? So, he sent me a motherfucking, we were talking about this shit, and he was talking about, like, putting lotion on your ass, bro. Like, I don't know if I've ever put lotion on my ass. Like, I'm not.
I have either.
Right, right! Like, dude, my ass be ashy as a motherfucker. Like, Like, I don't pay attention to these things, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's a weird thing too, putting lotion on your booty. I don't want to rub my booty, bro. I don't want to rub it. I don't even want to know my booty exists. You know what I'm saying? Like, outside of shit, bro. You know what I mean? Like, dog, I don't give a fuck about it. It don't mean nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not pampering that motherfucker. But yeah, like, he called me a dirty nigga. Like, you a real dirty nigga, bro. And I'm like, dog, I bathe. I handle my shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not rubbing lotion on my ass cheeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't find that necessary.
Yeah, I think part of my body I don't lotion besides my back and shit. You know, of course I can't lotion my own goddamn back. You lotion
your legs, but... man.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Ash, you put that motherfucker, yes. You prop the leg up. And rub the lotion into your cheek.
Nah, man. I sit down on a chair like I'm getting dressed and shit and just lotion the motherfuckers up.
You ain't standing up like I'm putting that motherfucker on the couch. Propping the leg up. Nah, man. Yeah, I don't do none of that shit, bro. I'll be an ashy ass nigga. Fuck it. My ankles be dry as a motherfucker. My elbows are trash. You know what I'm saying? You just go out the clown.
How you do yoga, but you don't properly moisturize? No, you're a fucking conundrum.
I'm a weird motherfucker, man. Nothing really makes too much sense about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't know, bro. Like, I do yoga, but I just don't put lotion on, man. Like, I don't know. And I definitely ain't putting it on my ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a weird guy, bro, I guess. But I don't know, man. Fuck it anyway. So let's talk about this dude that killed a fucking mountain lion with his bare hands.
I ain't even hear about this shit. You gotta goddamn elaborate on this.
Okay, I'll just tell you a story. So this dude is hiking, all right? And he gets off the beaten path. He gets off the beaten path. And so like,
this shit about to be a goddamn fable about tackling your challenges, right? In life or some shit.
So he's walking off the path and shit with his son, and they come across a fucking mountain lion, bro. And he tells his son to flee. That's what the word they used. He told him to flee. Told his son to flee because before the mountain lion pounces and shit. And the dude grabbed the mountain lion. He was a wrestler in like college. I mean, he's a pop now or whatever, obviously, so he's older. But he was a wrestler in college. Wrestled it to the ground and broke his back, Tyler.
God damn.
And the mountain lion died due to its injuries.
God damn.
Dog, like,
I mean, so was the mountain lion being aggressive, or was this just white people being extra when they didn't need to? Because, you know, they have a penchant for doing that shit.
But listen, man, come on, what you gonna wait for the mountain lion to be aggressive? By that time, your face is gone.
I mean, lots of times animals are more scared of us than we are of them. That motherfucker could have just been standing his ground. And he's like, all right, let's go, fucking Iowa class of 1978 wrestling team. Let's fucking do it. You know what I mean? Like we gotta hear the mountain lion star inside of that shit, man.
It's two sides of the story, Tyler.
Yes, because dog, humans don't really get attacked by animals a lot, dude. It's some shit that just really doesn't happen a lot.
In this particular part,
so I'm just
kind of
perplexed
here. Twice before, you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't happen a lot. I think there's been two fatal mountain lion attacks, but I've heard of mountain lions are like what, cougars or something, catching motherfuckers slipping and, you know, fucking them up, killing them and dragging them off into a corner and people walking up on their body parts. I remember specifically a woman running by herself and getting attacked by a mountain lion. She's either running or hiking. So like, because of like that, these stories, I respect the fuck out the man, dog. Like, he told his son, yo, you need to leave, bro. Your dad's about to do some man shit. You know, like, this isn't a time or place for a boy. You know, you don't need to see what's about to happen. And then he'll be told him to bounce before the mountain lion attacked. Jumped on the motherfucker, wrestled him. But he was apologetic. He was like, you know, he felt bad about it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, he's like, yo, I love animals. You know, white people be loving animals too, man. I mean, for the most part, you know what I mean? I love animals and shit. You know, I hate it. I hate that, you know, he died due to this. But, you know, I guess it had to be done. You know, it's him or the mountain lion. Feel me? Like, I fuck with it. I obviously don't fuck with it. I wish the mountain lion didn't die. I mean, I think there's a small amount of them too. I don't know if they're endangered, but there's not a whole lot of them. But yeah, I mean, what the fuck else is he gonna do? Like, what should he do? Just keep walking, hoping the mountain lion doesn't attack, or should he, make that move? You know, hope, you know, because once the mountain lion makes his move, you ain't gonna respond. And when it comes to physically, you know what I'm saying? Like humans, you know, compared to most other species, we're on the bottom of the fucking totem pole when it comes to physical strength and like athleticism and shit. You know what I'm saying? So if you let him get his, if you let the mountain lion get his issue off first, you might be fucked.
That's why I don't think the mountain lion attacked first. Like, if a mountain lion fucking pounces on you, you're probably out of here. Like, he probably was the one to initiate all this shit, man.
But I'm saying, you walk up on a mountain lion, and like you said, if he pounced, he would have been out of here.
Whose house are you at, though? The mountain lion ain't come to your house. Why the fuck is that? Why he got to get out your way?
And he said that, you know, like, he was like, you know, I'm in his home. You know, this is more my fault because I'm off the trail. You know what I'm saying? So it's more my fault than the mountain lion's fault. But fuck the fault, fuck all of that shit. At this point, it's like, listen, I don't know. You can't talk it out with the mountain lion. You ain't going to sit down and say, hey, listen here, mountain lion, you know, let's handle this in a civilized manner. You can't, you know, they don't give a fuck about that. You don't know what the fuck the mountain lion's going to do. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta make the best decision you can make at the time. And if he felt like he can put his hands on that motherfucker and wrestle it down and fuck it up before it fucked him up, I feel like he made the right decision.
Man, I feel like if you goddamn brave enough to wrestle a mountain lion, why you couldn't just slap the fuck out of him and let him know you mean business and hope he runs off and then wrestle that motherfucker if he came at you or something. It just don't seem right, man. It seemed like a dude was a goddamn super cop motherfucker on this one.
Slap the fuck out of a mountain lion? I ain't gonna do that. Make him mad, nigga.
Dog, if you brave enough to wrestle the motherfucker, why not just smack him? What's the big damn difference?
Because when he got his paws up and he going for that face or that neck, motherfucker, like, you through. So you gonna slap him and see how he reacts? Dude, this ain't no regular human. Like, you slap a human and be like, bitch, you know, you need to chill your weak ass out. You can't do that to no mountain lion. That's crazy. That's a crazy expectation, bro. If it was you, what would you have done?
First of all, if the kid got away, why the fuck you couldn't get away?
Because he was like, listen, come on, man. Come on, Tyler. You want them both to run? Him attack, snatch your kid up? He told his kid to get away, and he stood his ground. I understand if he squared up
and told his kid to run. After his kid ran away, why the fuck couldn't he run away? Why he had to be like, oh, let's fucking go, dude. It's fucking college wrestling time. Yeah.
Listen,
fuck that dude, man.
If you felt you could fuck a mountain lion up, would you not fuck it up if it was in your way and there was a risk that it would pounce on your ass if you tried to get away?
But you—that's the whole, if the kid could get away, he probably could have got away. No, he probably could have packed up.
That's the thing they say about. I read a little shit about it. It says when mountain lions attack, when mountain lions are like or whatever, are like seem like they're about to attack or they're in your presence, you need to stay big. You have to look it in its eyes, and you have to hold your ground. That's what it said. And it was like, if it does attack, then you fight back. It's not like a bear where you just play dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing you can do with a bear. That shit's unfair, you know? But like, if it's a mountain lion, you can fight back and it might, you know, leave you alone or whatever. In this case, he broke the motherfucker's back. God damn.
Bro, spinal.
I mean, dude, like, I mean, what type of man is that, bro?
I mean, I kind of think, like, I wouldn't mind being able to tell somebody that story. Like, a motherfucker try to fight you. Listen, bitch.
I broke a fucking mountain with my
bare hands, nigga. You ain't fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? That nigga try you? Come on, man. I feel bad for the mountain lion. I get it, man. Like, it's fucked up. You know what I mean? But what, I mean, he's a human. What is he going to do? I mean, he was, it's just a fucked up situation he was in. He was, and he broke the motherfucker's back, man.
I just wish we could hear the mountain lion side of this, man.
I mean, if you heard the mountain lion side of this, that means the human's dead. I would imagine. You know,
well, that would mean a mountain lion would have to talk too.
There's a lot of
pretty big here.
Yeah, we got a lot of things going on to prevent that from happening, man. I don't know, man. I respect the dude, and I hate that the mountain lion died, but that's a hell of a fucking story to tell, man.
Yeah,
and it didn't seem like he was in his responses, like they said specifically. That he was in a remorseful way, he was saying, you know, I was in his territory, you know, like, but I mean, the situation was a situation at that point, you know, that's what he felt like he needed to do. But he was like, I wish, you know, I'm an animal lover. I mean, he was out hiking and shit, you know, I mean, most of them motherfuckers out, they love, you know, they ended all that shit. You know what I mean? You know, he probably had a bag of like fucking trash that he was picking up off the ground and going to recycle and shit. You know what I'm saying? Had a little poker, you know, picking his shit up, you know, teaching his son some lessons. You know what I'm saying? And the motherfucking mountain lion walked up and shit got real, bro.
And try to hit him with that rah, rah, rah.
Right. Hey, listen, man. That Panthers song shit, the worst part about that is that guy doesn't seem drunk.
Like, no, that's the weirdest part about it. And thought about all the things that went into that. He had to set up he had to get someone, or it looks like he set that camera up by himself from the angle. It's not like face level, like another person doing it.
Nobody gives a fuck enough to record that. He's the only person in the world that gave a fuck enough to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he had to memorize all those weak ass bars. And did you see that goddamn leg moving to keep the beat, nigga? Yeah, that's the shit that kills me.
Yeah, man. He growled. Rah, rah, rah. How many times he practiced that shit before he actually get that shit right? You know what I'm saying?
He did all that shit and the Panthers got their ass whooped. Damn, man. Life don't give a fuck about you
life
or your
weak ass.
Don't
give a fuck about you and your
songs.
Dreams, man. Shit, fuck, nigga. We almost got swallowed by the internet, man, being real. Shit, I didn't want to wake up this morning and get ate by the internet. You know what I'm saying? But life had another plan, my nigga. Anyway, let's talk about this Beyonce shit before we get to this Cam shit. So how do you feel about the Beyonce video? And her performance and all that shit, everything. Everything,
yeah,
Beyonce.
It was Beyonce's motherfucking weekend, man. She did her thing. Like I'm not sure that I'm 100% clear on this song's message, but that doesn't mean shit because there's a lot of song's messages that I'm not 100% clear on. Like, I fucking grew up listening to Ghostface. What the fuck does he talk about?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's definitely unapologetically black. It's black and proud, and I get that from it. And I think that's the most important thing that matters here.
I mean, if you look at the imagery, that was some powerful shit, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
They had Messy Maya in the motherfucker. You know, God rest his soul, you know what I mean? Like, New Orleans is a motherfucker. I love that. Had Big Frida. New Orleans is a motherfucker. I love that shit, you know what I'm saying? I saw a picture of a young black chick, you know, young black girl watching it. And my homie, he posted it. It was a picture that his family member was watching it, and he took a picture of it, like when she was performing and shit. And he said, like, you know, I mean, y'all can say a lot of things, but I mean, to me, this is important, basically, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, I've said some shit about Beyonce, man. Like, I've said, you know, she's boring, da 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 da. You know, I crack jokes and shit. I poke fun at the whole,
I
you know.
Have to.
Yeah, the whole, you know, beehive shit. I'm going to shut the fuck up, though, bro.
because that was my whole thing is that we know that she's a great entertainer. We know that, but we never really got any insight into how she personally feels about shit that's going on. And goddamn it, she ain't slap us in the face with that one.
And I feel like too, man, like how many black women do we see on TV? You know what I'm saying? And not only is she a black woman, she is like a black woman that is running shit. You know what I'm saying? Like she I mean, like, she's a boss motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, all the stands she has, it's well deserved. You know, like, she's a hell of a performer. She handles her fucking business. Dude, she fired her dad because he was fucking around. You know what I'm saying? Because he was on some bullshit. She fired, I think, one of her cousin or whatever, because she was trying to get new imagery. And, I mean, you see, I mean, it worked. This motherfucking imagery was incredible. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying, like, fuck everybody, get your shit like that. I mean, her carrying herself the way she does, you know, her, you know, the messages she's getting, like, she's showing or giving people through her imagery and shit, I think it's powerful, my nigga. I think it's powerful fucking shit, bro. Like, not only was it unapologetically black, you know what I'm saying? But, like, this is a woman, a black woman, doing this shit on the biggest fucking stage. You know what I'm saying? She is the best at what she fucking does. You know what I'm saying? The best in her field at what she fucking does, man. And, I mean, all the other shit about interviews being born, fuck all of that. It doesn't fucking matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nitpicky. And I've been a nitpicky-ass motherfucking nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, clown. Because, I mean, and it's funny and shit at the same time, though. Like, I get it, motherfucker. Like, I'm talking, like, this is a, who else is doing what Beyonce's doing? You know what I'm saying? She changed shit up when she, like, she was the first motherfucker to say, listen, fuck a release date. I'm just dropping this bitch on these niggas and they gonna eat it up. You know what I'm saying? That's a ballsy move. She let her nuts drop. You know what I'm saying? She dropped the nuts on some motherfuckers with that shit. Like, let me show you how I handle my shit. I'm dropping all videos, all joints, and they gonna eat it up. You know what I'm saying? Shocking the world with shit. She's changing the whole model. You know what I'm saying? The business model of how, you know, people release their shit. You know, everybody trying to, you know, do that shit now. You know what I mean? Some successful, some not. But nobody as successful as her doing it. You know? And then she gets on that motherfucker yesterday and steals the motherfucking show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that she's the embodiment of black girl magic. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I respect the fuck out of how she handles her business, how she carries herself on that motherfucking, like, on the stage she's on, the figurative stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, when it comes to music, I'm not the biggest fan of her music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't really fucked with her since I played Me, Myself, and I. But, like, I remember I was going through some shit with my lady, like, back in motherfucking 2004. No. You know, feel me? You know what I'm saying? I'm in the motherfucking apartment playing Me, Myself, and I on repeat. You know what I'm saying? Getting sassy as a motherfucker.
Best friend, huh?
You said what?
So you decided to be your own best friend.
Right. I don't need nobody. You know what I'm saying?
You was really hitting repeat on that shit. And that shit always was like, oh, the single ladies let me hear say. And you was hitting repeat on that motherfucker.
Right.
Oh, the ladies
let me hear say hey. Right. I just put the motherfucker on repeat. I hit the repeat button, let the motherfucker just play. I knew the mind state I was in. I needed something.
That shit is damn.
You said what?
So that shit is a jam. That's like one of the five or six Beyonce songs I really like.
Yeah. But man, I fuck with that shit, man. I fuck with Beyonce, and I feel like when it comes to Beyonce, and I was thinking about this too. When I look at, like, you know, the women that have been in my life and how they react when Beyonce comes on, and, you know, like, my gay homie, you know what I'm saying, who fucking loves Beyonce, who don't want people riding the car with him. Because he's like, I'm gonna play Beyonce the whole time. I want y'all motherfuckers complaining. So I'm gonna ride separately. You know what I'm saying? And like,
And I get that too, because I'm the type of nigga that I play a song over and over and over. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I'm riding and shit, I don't want nobody ride with me, because I want to be able to do what the fuck I want to. You know what I'm saying? Play the music I want to. So I get that. But it's like, I see how he responds. And it's a motherfucker, man, who's like, you know, his parents are super religious. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't really fuck with him because he's gay. You know, but when he puts on that motherfucking Beyonce, he swing his fucking head and he gets into it and nothing else in the world fucking matters. You know what I'm saying? He is genuinely happy. You know what I'm saying? I see the women in my life who, you know, when Beyonce's played, they, you know, they feel sexy. They feel, you know, fucking, you know, liberated. They feel, you know, it's just they have, it's a certain vibe that they get from the shit. And I think that's a beautiful fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? And I think what she's giving people, I mean, it's a gift she's giving people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Through her music.
Yeah, she gives people these moments to bond and fellowship over. You know, majority female, you know, there's some men who are Beyonce fans too. But it's definitely beautiful to see that black woman, you know, see themselves in her and bond over her and shit. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and then on the level she's on too. That's what tripped that. Like, she, like, there's no other Beyonce. It's like she's to the point where we can say there might not ever be another Beyonce ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, she is her. She is Beyonce. That's the only Beyonce. You know, and she's a black woman. You know what I'm saying? Doing this, and I think it's incredible. And also too, like, you know, people talk. You know, I remember this one guy was talking shit like she's not a role model because how she dresses and shit. The human body is beautiful. A woman's body is beautiful. Like, if she, whatever she wants to do with her body, she can do, because it's her motherfucking body. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, on some real shit, man, like, I was tripping up. You know, I remember when one day we was talking about having kids. And we was talking about, if we had a son, you know, the son, you know, he's going to learn his lessons. You know, we're going to be upfront with our son. But if we have a daughter, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be all unicorns and rainbows in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Do you still feel that way? Mm-hmm. I'm wondering. I just want to know you.
I mean, I've pretty much got to the point where I'm probably gonna have the same approach.
Yeah.
You know, of course, with minor discrepancies here and there for boys and girls shit, that, you know, that comes with the territory. But yeah, you know, it's whatever, man.
I feel like, you know, seeing, like, I because of, like, women like Beyonce and, like, you know, people that I've, you know, are doing. Women who are, like, independent and handling their own shit and all that, like, I feel like I'm gonna treat them the exact same. I want my girl, if I were to have a daughter, to grow up and feel like she can be and do exactly what she wants to do with her life, her body, whatever. Of course, you know what I'm saying? If she does certain shit, it's gonna break my motherfucking heart. You know what I'm saying? it's gonna break my fucking heart, because I don't completely... I have, you know, dated views of, you know, what women are, should a woman should be sometimes and shit. You know, I mean, I'm from a different generation, you know what I'm saying? And I was raised thinking some bullshit, to be real, you know, and it kind of, some of it stuck, you know. But, like, I would want her to be the woman she wants to be, you know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, if she were to dress a certain way or whatever, you know, I'm going to be there to support her and be there to give her advice and all this other shit. But I want, in the end, I want her life to be her own. And I'm not going to fill it with bullshit and fluff. You know, that I'm not going to tell her a Prince Charm is going to come swoop her ass up. You know, I want her to understand what life really is, just like I want my son to as well. You know what I mean? And
true that.
And, like, I feel like, you know, I feel like seeing, you know, women, you know, be independent and carry themselves and, you know, like I said, I'm to the point now where I think women are stronger than niggas in so many aspects of life, in the majority aspects of life. You know what I'm saying? And deal with life way better, you know, than a lot of fucking dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like we talked about this, women that we see handle life, you know, much better or much more successful than a lot of the men that are around us. You know what I'm saying? So, but I don't know, man. I feel like what she's doing is incredible, and I need to shut the fuck up. And this, I just got to shut the fuck up when it comes to, like.
Yeah, I mean because that was a shit, like, that I joked about on Beyonce. It was always lighthearted shit.
Of course.
What's wrong with her? You know what I'm saying? It was kind of like my whole shit with her was she's a fucking fembot from Austin Powers. Like, she was so concerned with her image, and she was so guarded that we never got any insight into what was really on her mind, you know. But like I said, she aired that shit out this weekend.
Also, I think too, man, like, she don't always shit, but her, but I mean, like, she don't always shit. She don't always none of her life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she doesn't. Absolutely not.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, I mean, she gives us what she wants to give us. She gives us the music. She gives us the performances. And there's many people that are moved by all of that. She doesn't have to give us her personal life and her personal opinions or none of that shit. Yes, her coming out and saying certain shit could be very beneficial, depending on, you know, what you're trying to do or whatever. I don't know. Like, if she was to come out and say something about, you know, what was going on with cops and all that shit, you know, to vocally say it, you know, verbalize it, yes, that is just very powerful. You know, a lot of people listen to her and respect her. You know what I'm saying? But I think her doing it with this video is even more powerful, because everybody's going to watch the fucking video. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she were to say something, you know, people are, you know, a lot of people don't give a fuck about what comes out of her mouth, that, you know, unless it's singing. You know what I'm saying? There's people who just really fuck with her as a musician. You know what I'm saying? And some people, like, really give a fuck what she thinks and stuff like that or whatever. But you can't ignore her music or her videos. You know, like, my nigga Adrian, bro, this is the nigga that fucking put a sticker on a cop's back while he was in the middle of an arrest in South by. You know what I'm saying?
That shit was amazing.
Right. Like, he, like, St. Louis listed as one of the top, was it like the 26th most dangerous city in the fucking world. And he lived in the most dangerous area of the 26th most dangerous city in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, this motherfucker hood is shit. He black as fuck. You know what I'm saying? He's a nigga like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And he pulled over on the side of the road when I told him that Beyonce dropped the video. In New Orleans, he was on the highway. Pulled over, looking for a place to stop the car to watch some Beyonce shit, because her visuals are that fucking dope. And I don't think this nigga's ever bought an album. A Beyonce album or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, like, her visuals.
I've seen every goddamn Beyonce video, though.
Every fucking video. You can't ignore that shit. And so she put that image in the place where people couldn't ignore it, those images. And I think that was extremely powerful, man. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I respect the fuck out of her, man. I just got to shut the fuck up when she, you know, when motherfuckers get to worshiping her and shit. Hey, do what you, I mean, yeah, like, you know, she, I get it. I get it. She earned it. And if a motherfucker was to talk sideways about MJ when MJ was MJ, you know what I'm saying? Or other people that I really fuck with, you know, outsiders would have talked shit. Yeah, man, I'm going to be like, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? You need to shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So I admit, motherfucking namaste, shawty.
Downward dog shawty.
Downward dog shawty. A peak white girl right now. I got to shut the fuck up, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But I gained a shit ton of respect. From, I mean, dude, like, her having the young boy in the hoodie dancing in front of the cops with their hands up and shit. You know what I'm saying? I read an article on Medium. The shit moved me. It was so fucking good. Where this white woman straight up said, you know what? We need to, like, we don't, this Beyonce's, this song is not for us, and it's okay. And we need to sit our asses on the sideline and cheer our black brothers and sisters on. That's what that motherfucking video did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's some powerful shit. I don't even know if I've heard a white person say some shit like that before.
Yeah. If only we heard that shit more often.
Right.
So many people think that the celebration of blackness is
anti-white. Pro-black exactly. Is anti. That's not anti-white. It's just pro-black. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so BET's created because we weren't given shit. We created BET so we can have a place to put a platform on, to put our shit on some type of platform. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And you rarely see, like, Hispanics saying what's with all this pro-black stuff, or Asians saying what's with all the pro-black stuff, or black people saying what's with all the pro-Hispanic stuff,
because
or the pro-Asian stuff,
because we get not it. Being recognized.
Right. We fucking get it. It's not exclusive. It's just celebratory of ourselves. And but see, that's where I think a lot of white people have the disconnect here, because usually the celebration of whiteness is exclusion of others, and they think we're the same way about it.
Yeah, but it's and the thing is too, trip off this. when this lady wrote this shit, talking about we need to sit down, like we like with the song All Right and shit, it's not for us, and that's okay, and we need to sit down, like we got Kendrick's All Right, we need to sit down and just sit in the bleachers and just cheer these motherfuckers on, like like in the comment section, there were a shit ton of black people rooting this white woman on. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up, like, girl, you know, girl. Girl. Woo. Like, I straight up, nigga, I wanted to hug the white lady. Shit. If I ever meet her, she got a bear hug waiting for her. You know, a real, genuine motherfucker. Because, like, generally, like, if when a motherfucker gets it, you know, like, we'll fuck with you. It's not exclusive. When you just get shit, we fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? We don't, you know, you can't. We're not saying, like, you can't sit at the table with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not how it is. We're not like that. You know what I mean? You know, when you get it, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? But when you bring that fuck shit around, that's when niggas want to attack that shit. You know what I'm saying? Stop talking, you know, all that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And lack of understanding and, you know, trying to tell us how to act and be. That's when we like, man, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? But if you get it, you know what I'm saying? If you let us be us and it's cool, my nigga, hey, it's all good. You know what I mean? Like you said, we're not doing this trying to exclude people. We're doing this trying to give ourselves a platform where we can do and be us, because it's not allowed. You know what I'm saying? In a lot of, you know, in a lot of places, in a lot of arenas. You know what I mean? In a lot of mediums. So. Yeah, man, I thought that was cool as fuck. She wrote that shit, and I sent it to my homegirl, and she was, she was teary-eyed as a motherfucker. And I ain't gonna lie to you, my nigga. I got it. I'm an emotional ass motherfucker, man. See, I can't put lotion on my booty, but I be crying like a motherfucker. Something wrong with me, Tyler. I swear to God, man. That's so weird, but yeah. And the older I get, it gets worse. You know, we talked about that. Yeah, but yeah, man. Like I got emotion because the thing is, I'm thinking like, damn, like, and this is exactly what she said. We said the exact same thing. It was a hopeful thing. Like, damn, this motherfucker broke the glass ceiling of white understanding. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like she's like, damn, she gets it. She gets it. She gets it. You know what I'm saying? And she was, she seemed like a your average white lady who's white as fuck and doesn't have a lot of black friends and all that shit. The way from how she was speaking about shit, but she got it. She got it. It made sense to her. And that was due to seeing this Beyonce video. Maybe some other things as well. I think she already had an understanding of that, you know, that was, you know, of equality as well. But seeing this Beyonce video really helped to drill some shit home for her. And she wrote that shit so eloquently, man. And she was like, you know, I'm not involved in this, but that's okay. I get it now. I see it. I see why this is important. I see why they need a place. You know what I'm saying? They need these anthems. You know what I'm saying? For themselves. And it's okay. It's not, you know, it's not a separatist thing. It's just a, hey, you know, we're lifting each other up. You know what I mean? And that's beautiful, man. It was cool to see her and her understand that in that way. Because I really haven't heard, in the way she spoke, I really haven't heard anybody describe it in that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to hit this cam. We're going to talk about this cam shit.
Yeah, my goddamn motherfucking cam. Oh, goddamn.
The people, I had to get off the internet for a little bit today, bro.
Yeah, it was goddamn Dog Abby Lollapalooza out that motherfucker.
Shit, my nigga. You know, like, and the thing, my mom, she was talking about the shit, man. And she was saying, like, you know, like, it's not black versus white. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, you know, Cam versus Peyton and we were choosing a black guy. It was more rooting for Cam because of what he's been through. And like, it's like Cam versus racism. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what it felt like. You know what I mean? And yeah, it was
us not wanting to take our country backers to fucking revel in something.
In him losing. You know what I mean? And I mean, what Bill Romanowski called him a boy? What the
fuck, Bill Romanowski? Fuck
Bill
man.
Romanowski ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Lego head ass motherfucker. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? That ain't talking about he ain't that's not racist. What is it then? If it ain't racist, what is it? You called this grown ass man a boy. When that's done generally by white, that's some slave owner talk, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
He knows damn well what he was doing.
What do you say? If you wanna last in this game, who the fuck?
He's talking to the MVP like he's on the practice squad.
He's talking to the MVP like he's on the practice squad,
fighting for a roster spot. Right. In training camp. If you wanna last in this league, this motherfucker just won MVP.
Won the MVP. It wasn't even debatable. He was obviously the best player in the league this year. If you want to last in this league, shut the fuck up, motherfucker. What the fuck? Boy? Everybody calm down. After hearing the next tweet, after he deleted the shit, calm down. I was just saying he shouldn't act like a child, whatever. And then you he's not acting like a child. He's acting like a human that's emotional about a loss that he's taken on the biggest stage of his life. And there's no guarantee he'll get back. And me, you, most people in this world cannot understand how competitive, you know, this motherfucker is. You know what I'm saying? How competitive any athlete has reached that stage, you know what I'm saying, in their career is. You know what I mean? So I understand, as we stated earlier, he made a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He didn't make the right decision by walking off. You know, if you're going to be out here stunting and doing your shit, you know, like when you're winning and you're going to be a leader and an icon and a role model, like he said, you know, you also need to sit up there and suck it up. And deal with the bullshit that comes along with it. It's part of the responsibility of being a leader, you know what I'm saying, of a football team, particularly the QB. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And we're not putting anything on him that he didn't put on himself, exactly. That he didn't burn in himself with. He said he wanted to be a role model, an icon. He views himself as a leader. Well, shit, that's what comes with that territory, dude. You got to take both sides of that shit.
And the thing is, with that in that position too, as a quarterback, I mean, the media's response to it is fucking bullshit. Just like a lot. I mean, and I'm not, and in no way do I support like all the classless, all the shit he's done.
Yeah.
He walks off a fucking stage and now he's classless. Now he's a 13-year-old child. Like, come on, motherfucker. It's a very difficult moment for him, and I think the moment and his emotions overwhelmed him. That's very human. That's very human. He just couldn't deal with it at that moment. He maybe should have took some more time in the locker room, got his shit together, and came out and dealt with it, you know what I'm saying, with a more clear mind. But the motherfucker just lost the Super Bowl. I get it. I also think you shouldn't respond that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, after being saying you want to be a leader, like you said, an icon, all that shit, you can't respond that way. But like I said, being a QB, that's the most. What I mean is there a more critiqued career or job in the nation other than the president's?
Dog, the two figures in America who get scrutinized the most are probably the president and the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, whoever that happens to be. Yeah, so serious too. Like it's those two might be the most stressful jobs in America. President and quarterback of the Cowboys.
Yeah. I think a franchise quarterback, period. I mean, they're scrutinized play by play. You know what I'm saying? Moment by moment. You know what I mean? Like, but it's part of the territory. Cam knows this. Cam realizes this. And I think if Cam could, he would change how he responded. You know what I'm saying? I fully believe that he realizes, you know, that's not how I should respond to it. Saying, but at the same time, I feel like how people, you know, the name calling and shit, I think that's fucking ridiculous, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, even like Peyton in 2010 or when he played the Saints, whatever year that was. I remember him not shaking, you know, Breeze's hand. He just fucking walked off the field. Yeah, remember that? Yeah, people talked about it, but you know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's not like it hasn't been done before. But I mean, like, you know, him being in the most scrutinized positions in all of them, like jobs in all of America, and him being black, which is gonna, you know, makes it exponentially, you know, the light shining on him exponentially brighter, you know what I'm saying? Or him, you know, even more under the microscope, you know what I'm saying? Because of that, you know, he makes it easier on himself if he just, you know, you don't even have to smile, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Just give him some, you know, plain ass answers and then get the fuck off the stage. You know what I'm saying? Don't give them more fodder to fuck with
that,
you.
Exactly. That little hissy fit or whatever he threw doesn't negate all the positive shit he's done. It's just if you take on the burden yourself of wanting to be a role model, you just have to be mindful of shit like that, man. You can't do that, dude.
You can't do it, man. You can't. And I mean, it's also a teachable moment too. Like, you know, a parent could look at this and be like, you know, even the greats, even the MVP of the league struggles with it at times. You know what I'm saying? Like, I you can tell your child, you know, it's hard to be a good loser. You know what I'm saying? Or a gracious loser. It's a struggle. You know what I'm saying? But if you're gonna be in the limelight, you're gonna step into that light. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be a leader and all, like I said, an icon. You know, you have to deal with the good and bad pressures of it. You know what I'm saying? And it's all a part of it. It's, you know, it's a responsibility of the position. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it was a huge ordeal. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a big deal at all. You know, I feel like I just feel like, you know, he's a young man, a 26-year-old man that made a mistake. I guarantee Obama feels the same way. A lot of the shit, you know, when he's a lot of the places he goes, you know what I'm saying? And him hearing some bullshit, I bet he want to walk the fuck up out of there too. Granted, he's 50. You know, he knows how to deal with this shit. You know what I'm saying? And but you know, he's older, more mature, obviously. But yeah, man, it's tough being 26 in front of the world, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I still wasn't shit at 26.
Oh,
though.
God, man. God. I'm saying this, bro, but I'm not sure that I wouldn't have done the same shit that Cam did. You know what I'm saying? At 33, I don't want to be under the light that Cam, you know, has stepped into. I don't want to be an icon. I don't want to be, you know, a role model. Fuck that. I just want to be responsible for me and try to figure this life out, you know, on some personal shit. You know what I mean? Right. But I think most people would struggle with that moment. So I understand it. That's tough. That's tough to lose a game. I mean, your whole life you're working towards this. You know what I'm saying? And Cam is one on all levels. You know, he's not really used to losing. You know, he's had some tough seasons here at Carolina and shit. But I mean, he's won on all levels, you know, and so to have the type of season he has and for it to end the way it did, I understand the frustration, man. You know what I mean? But just can't do it, man. Got to deal with the good and the bad of the situation, of being the franchise, could be of being the leader, you know what I'm saying? Of being a role model and an icon. Who says they want to be an icon?
Really
though?
Said that.
You said what?
I mean, props to him for. He really said, "I want to be an icon."
Yeah, he did say that. He like came out of his mouth.
I'll never knock anyone for thinking highly of themselves. No, but goddamn, I could never fix my face and say no shit like
that. Fuck
that,
man. Fuck being an icon, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like shit. I'm uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? When I tweet, you know what I'm saying? That motherfuckers, I might get three or four motherfuckers to say some dumb ass. Like today, like motherfuckers was saying I was flat out racist. Because I slammed him. I didn't slam him. I actually supported Cam. I still support Cam. I rooted against my favorite player in football history because I understood the issues that Cam was dealing with. I was wanting Cam to win off the strength, you know what I'm saying, of what he went through. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a racist because I simply said that I feel like he made a mistake and he'll grow from it, but that's not the best way to handle that situation. Right. I was like, damn.
I mean, I get the whole, you know, overreaction and protecting Cam because the racists are always after him and trying to put up this shield where he can't do any wrong. But that's just to me that's harmful too, because you know, we have to distinguish ourselves from the races by realizing that humans contain multitudes and there's nuance here. And people are going to fuck up sometimes. That's what makes humans human. And that's what I'm saying here. Like, I don't get just blindly shielding him from the races and saying he can't do any wrong, because then you're just fucking fighting their battle, and their battle is fucking stupid.
And so the thing is, he made a mistake. It's okay. I'm saying it's okay. It's okay that a human made a mistake. It's okay. I feel like when you care for somebody, when you want somebody to be what they want to be, you know what I'm saying? I don't hold people to my standards. I hold people to the standards they have for themselves, even my friends. You know what I'm saying? If they tell me they want to be something, if I am not that, like, okay, for instance, if I have a friend that's like, yo, man, I love this motherfucker. I want to be 100 with it and all this shit. If they get to slipping, I'm going to call them the fuck out. Like, bro, you going to be sick as fuck when your chick leave your ass. You need to calm your ass down, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Even though I might be out here fucking up, you know what I'm saying? Because I care for them and I want them to win and I want them to achieve whatever that they set out to achieve in life. You know what I mean? And I feel, you know, and with Cam, I want him to be an icon, a role model, a whatever. You know what I'm saying? He's a good leader. I feel like how he led this year was incredible. I feel like he made it fun for everybody on all his teammates. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that played with him this year. You know what I'm saying? You know, my fucking grandmother was dabbing. You know what I'm saying? She hit the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was fun to watch. It's a beautiful fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? I think he's incredible leading all that shit. And he's super polarizing. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like, you know, but it's okay for us to say, hey, buddy, you know, that's not the best way to handle that. You know what I mean? If you want to be that, that's not the best way to handle that. Go ahead and take that lump, you know, set an example for your teammates. You know, take the L, get out there and take that L, you know, and take the criticism. You know, and shield your team and teammates from that shit. That's what a leader does, man. That's part of it. And he'll do it. He'll get better at it. It's not a big deal. You know what I'm saying? It's not a big deal. You know, he's just young.
He just fucked up.
It's a tough fucking moment. Hell yeah. And it's okay for us to say he fucked up and still fucking love that dude. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about him not diving on that ball though?
That shit just it looked weird to me. Like, and if it looked weird to me watching it, I'm sure it looked weird in fucking real time, like during the play. Like, I'm not at all gonna say that's an indictment of him not wanting it all, because
I don't think that's true at all.
The positioning just of the whole play, it was just awkward.
My my mom and my uncle are huge Broncos fans. They were rooting for Cam. My mom wanted me to say, she said, if I'm going to bring her up, she wanted me to say this. It wasn't black versus white, you know what I'm saying? She loves Cam, you know what I'm saying? But she was like, listen, I'll root for him anytime except for when he's facing my Broncos and shit, you know what I'm saying? She's been a Broncos fan. She was a fucking in college, and, you know. I mean, she went to CU and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? My uncle, which was basically her, you know, he adopted my mom, you know what I'm saying? Like, and took care of her, you know, played for the Broncos. So there's a lot of, you know, connections there with the Broncos. But my uncle said this. He said it could have been confusing. Like, maybe he didn't know if it was a fumble or not. Maybe he thought his arm was going forward and he questioned that. But he also said, it's easy for us to sit on the couch, you know what I'm saying, and question this man's, you know, question this man's his decision, because we ain't by the fire. You know what I'm saying? Right. He was like, you by the fire, you know what I'm saying? And that motherfucker hot, you been lit up all game. You know what I'm saying? and you might think again, you know what I'm saying, before you decide to get hit that 14th time. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is a motherfucker who was an offensive lineman. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a gritty ass fucking position. He understands what it is, you know what I mean? But like, yeah, man, like I don't know if he was like, fuck. I don't think he was like, fuck it. I think there might have been some pause. Obviously, there was pause because he did pause. But, yeah, man, I feel like I felt like it was because he thought it wasn't a fumble. And I was wondering if it was a fumble, too. I thought maybe he was on hand, arm was going forward. Looking at it again, I don't fucking know, man. It's interesting. It's interesting as a motherfucker.
Very, very interesting.
Very, very. Yeah,
we'll never fucking know.
Very, very interesting. All right, man. So let's get these motherfucking emails, man. All
right, let's get this fucking show on the road with the fucking emails.
Oh, I ain't shit, got I my shit up now, man. Who the fuck am I, bro?
You got your shit up.
Nah, go ahead. You read. You go first, my G.
All right, let me see where the fuck is we. Goddamn, it's a lot. I favorite a lot of these motherfuckers. All right,
I favorite some at the end.
This one is from at name Jason Buford. What up, Jason? That's the homie right there. Cam is a human being, man. He was upset. It happens. I'm not gonna kill him or celebrate it. If you hated Cam before that, you will hate him still. And if you liked him, you'll still like him. He's a good kid. He was very gracious towards Peyton at the end. It happens. He was upset. The media was also combative to him the whole time during the week leading up to the game. I understand how he feels. Love the podcast. Awesome.
I get that awesome. Too, man. I don't think you know they're gonna find something wrong. I mean, even if he won, they're gonna find something wrong with what, but just him being him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's yeah, what I've never been in the business of trying to win people over because people have their own fucking opinions made up of you before that any fucking way. So, you know, fuck it, man. Just go out there and be yourself in all that you do. And people who fuck with you gonna fuck with you if they don't fuck them.
Right, right, perfect. Yeah, exactly how I feel. So yeah, I agree, man. You know, I feel like some people weren't gonna fuck with him regardless, and I don't think he should try to, you know, change anything for them. But, you know, we've already talked about what we feel. Damn, it's long as a motherfucker. I kind of want to do another one. He hit us with his Yahoo account.
Oh shit! This might be my mama.
Funny. Anyway, man, this is Corey. Honestly, as a Panthers fan, I'm torn on Cam leaving the presser early. At first, I thought it was just crazy unaware of him to pull some shit like that. You just spent a whole season under a microscope with people ready to criticize your every move. Finally get to the Super Bowl where a win can shut the haters up and a loss can make their hate even louder. You lose, no big deal. Every athlete loses every once in a while. Sure, came in a big game, but Cam is young with plenty more big games ahead of him. His story is long. From being over, man up, be gracious loser, and wait until you get the win to laugh. But Cam couldn't do that. He couldn't make the loss easier on himself. That's what's crazy to me. He gave the haters exactly what they wanted. Not only a loss, but a sore loser to boot. I'm not going to read the rest of this. But this like halfway through. I'm going to skip to that. So no way the dude who's been aware enough of his place within the black community to speak on his desire to be a role model was that unaware of him. Of how his response would be perceived. What say y'all? We already said what we thought. But thanks for hitting us up, Corey. Appreciate that, man. And I agree to a degree. Yeah, I mean, he gave him fodder to fucking feed on and shit, but whatever, man. You know, he'll learn from it.
Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. Your turn, buddy.
All right.
Your turn, bro. Your turn.
All right, this one is from Smooth _ Orator. That's the homie right there, too. He's a at NWAP cast member, Negroes with a Podcast. He says, I don't think he should have left. You just lost the Super Bowl. You have every right to be surly upset, and you probably get a chance to let some curses go. If you spent 18 games smiling for the camera every time things went your way, you owe it to yourself to take the heat that came with it. Hove said, the same soul they night you with, they gonna good night you with. You live for the spotlight, you die in the spotlight. He should have took that L like a man. And yeah, I know someone else was talking shit, but when people told him to stop dabbing, he said, if you don't like me celebrating, stop me from getting into the end zone. Yep. Broncos did as he requested. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That was one of my whole things too. Like Cam was like, if you don't like me celebrating, stop me. And then he got mad at Chris Harris talking about how they stopped him.
But I don't even Chris Harris wasn't talking to Cam, was he? Like he was answering questions.
He was like on the other side of the podium.
He might have
been laying that shit on extra loud to be an asshole. And if he did, so what?
That's cool. That's part of that shit too. Yeah, right. That's part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like that's part of that motherfucker. He earned the right to do that shit. It's like Cam earned the right to dance on the niggas. Anyway, this is from Twitter name Gully Blanchard. What's up, guys? Huge fan of the show. As far as Cam goes, if you want the spotlight and the camera when you're winning, got to be able to stand in the fire when you lose. With that being said, I know at 26, I didn't know how to handle failure in life. I mastered with alcohol, anger, Ambien, and pussy. I can say in hindsight how to handle it, but I haven't lost something to the extent of Cam losing the Super Bowl. I hope he learns from it more than anything. Dude, what's crazy though? As a kid, I don't think I was more comfortable with anything, any feeling, more comfortable with any feeling other than anger. I think anger was, I was more comfortable with anger than love. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it was just so easy to get angry and it felt right. It felt good. You know what I'm saying? I got my issue and whatever. But like, yeah, man, it was, I completely agree. You know what I'm saying? We masked our failure with all that types of shit growing up and it makes a whole bunch of sense, man. Go ahead,
true
bro.
That. Hey, man, let me pick one here. All right, the subject one is don't read my name, please. All right, man, we won't get you fired.
We ain't done that shit in Hellas, man. Come on, man. Give us some fucking credit, bro. Go ahead.
All right, absolutely love the podcast. You two are too funny. Appreciate that. Two things. One, I really don't care about Cam walking out on the press conference. I understand why people are hating on him, and it was unprofessional. At the end of the day, it really doesn't fucking matter. The dude hates losing and has always been a sore loser. But what impact does that have on anyone, really? Two, Tyler's mentions are the worst fucking thing ever. He retweeted something I said about Rihanna, and 3 days later, I still had her stands in my mentions. Fucking ridiculous. Keep killing the guys. Yeah, man, like I really... If I retweet you, you're going to get a glimpse into the hell that I go through every day. And I think that you should appreciate the composure I have because I really should be spazzing all the fucking time on here because people are assholes.
Tyler, how do you do it, bro?
Just ignore motherfuckers, dude.
I mean, the block hand just crazy.
Yeah, I mute motherfuckers because if you block them, they kind of know that you read what they said. So I just kind of mute them like you don't even fucking exist anymore ever
but
again in life.
But if you mute them, they still end up in your mentions. They can still end up in your mentions with a mute.
But you don't see them, though.
No, with mutes, I still see them. There's people that I fuck with that I don't unfollow because I don't want them to feel that they might, you know, feel a certain way. But like I'm like, I don't give a fuck about what you be saying on your timeline. But you cool and I don't want to disrespect you. So I'll mute them. You know what I'm saying?
Why are people who you know in like real life so fucking boring on Twitter, dude? Oh, like man. All my real life friends and family are the boringest motherfuckers on there, dog.
But they're so much more fun than me in real life.
Right. I get it, man.
But they get on Twitter and it's like, oh man, god damn, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So,
god damn, you really gonna talk about you eating a sandwich, dog?
Right, nigga, shit. Like, I mean, at least make it fun how you talk about the sandwich or some shit. Like, damn, nobody give a fuck what you ate, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Taking a shower. Like, okay. Like, we all done this every day of our lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, just weird shit, man. But yeah, that motherfuckers is just boring as fuck. But yeah, so I'll mute people that I fuck with because I don't want them to take it personally because people just take shit personally. That's what humans do. You know what I'm saying? But they'll still be able to hit me in my mentions. Like, they'll still be able to add me. I just don't see them on the timeline.
Yeah. Humans got some bullshit ass mute. I got the goddamn... You fucking, like, I like the goddamn the Twilight Zone. You remember the crazy ass... evil ass kid who send motherfuckers to the cornfield. Like, yeah. Like, once I mute your ass, you gone.
Pew! I think if you mute people that you don't follow, you don't see them at all. Maybe that's what it is. But the people I have muted are people that I follow. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to see him on our timeline.
That's petty as fuck. Like, yeah, you still follow him, but I'm still following him, but I really don't give a fuck about what you got to say.
No, the thing is, I mean, I would unfollow him, but people take it personally. You know what I'm saying? Like, if my friend, like, I have people that I'm cool with that don't follow me, and I'm perfectly fine with that. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, I mean, we still cool in real life. Fuck a follow. You know what I'm saying? Like, that don't mean shit. You know what I mean? Like, but a lot of people don't feel that way. I had somebody bring up today how she followed me on Instagram. I didn't follow her back, so she don't follow me. I'm like, I didn't even know you followed me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even know you ever followed me. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know. And I mean, I don't even, you know, dude, I see you a lot. You know, why would I, you know, follow you on Instagram? I'm going to see what you did. I know what you did that day. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even see it again. I was there. You see, look in the corner of that picture. That's me.
Right. I took the picture for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, why do I need to follow you? You know what I'm saying? It's all, I mean, whatever, man. But yeah, so I mean, like, but I mean, she's cool as fuck, but I didn't even know him. But people can be offended when you don't follow back or you don't follow them. Or you unfollowed them because you don't give a fuck about what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so, like, I still follow them. But I don't want to see what they're saying. But I don't want to offend them, too. So it's not really petty. I'm being compassionate. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about their feelings. And there's motherfuckers, too. They got, like, 40 fucking followers that you follow. Because you were just feeling, I was just feeling like, this motherfucker cool. You know, I follow him. But that they are not good at saying things, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? So like, I see why they only have 40 followers. But if I would unfollow them, that probably, it might be a big deal to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to notice from 40 to 39. You know what I'm saying?
That's going to fuck their Tuesday all up.
Right. I don't even look at my fucking follower count for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, but right. You wake up on a Tuesday, you go off from 40 to 39, and you worked hard for those 40. You know what I'm saying? You're going to notice sick. That shit.
You're going to drop your damn sandwich you was about to tweet
right,
about.
Right, right.
Jaw going to drop. Your goddamn sandwich going to hit the floor. You gonna be
I don't
sick.
Want you to waste your sandwich, man. Never waste a sandwich. I don't want you to waste your sandwich, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and follow you. You might be muted like a motherfucker. And so I might only see you when you hit me. But that's all good. You know, I just don't want motherfuckers to be offended by my follow, even though my me unfollowing, even though me following you doesn't mean shit. Like, dog, I really want people to know that I ain't shit, dog. Like, I'm human. Like, I don't want people to think I'm nothing, like, shit ever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want no responsibility, you know what I'm saying, in no way when it comes to your life. You know what I mean? So... So like, I don't follow you. Like, no, fuck me. It's okay. You can say fuck me. I don't give a fuck, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can unfollow me too. If unfollow me back, it's all good. But like, I just don't want people to be offended by me, especially people that I fuck with in real life. You know, whatever, man. But did you? Whose turn is it to read? Your turn.
It's your turn. Shit, you ready to wrap this motherfucker up? We about goddamn. We have 20 minutes now, man. We said we weren't gonna do this. Man.
We ain't gonna do this. Well, so you want me to read one more? You want? Let me read one more. Yeah, and you read one more, man.
Yeah, you just go ahead and read one more, and
then you read because this dude. All we got like hella emails, man. We can't just like be like, you know, not read like because we get to running off on tangents and shit, especially me. Good God, nigga. Anyway, I'm ADD as a motherfucker. Did we read Joe's?
We read Do Not Say My Name. That was the last one that okay. I read.
Did we read the guy, I'm kind of torn on this issue?
Nah.
Okay. I'm kind of torn on this issue. On one hand, I don't care on a personal level. On one hand, I don't care on a personal level about Cam leaving the presser because the media is whack in the first place. I fucking get it. I don't know why you even, I mean, I don't think, you know, we should expect these motherfuckers to be politicians and fucking athletes that got to go and say all the right shit. You know what I'm saying? All this, you know, fucking repetitive, you know, verbiage and shit that we always hear. And they got to be fucking great at fucking, you know, whatever sport they play. I don't think, you know, they owe the media shit or us shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's part of the job description. But as a Seahawks fan, I've dealt with this media bullshit with Marshawn for 3+ years and I've grown to hate the media. On the other hand, Cam's whole season, he has been celebrating in other people's stadiums, taking pictures with time left in the game. and in general just doing what he wants. So you can't take 5 minutes of questions when it's on the other side. That's whack to me.
I agree, man.
But thing with Marshawn though, whether win or lose, Marshawn doesn't want to fuck with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's the whole thing. Like I saw people saying, how are you defending Marshawn not speaking to the media but killing Cam? Because Marshawn never wanted the spotlight.
He didn't want the spotlight. He wanted to be a leader. He didn't want the spotlight. He didn't want nobody asking him shit. You know what I'm saying? Win the Super Bowl, Marshawn in the back. You know what I mean? My teammates. Thank my teammates. It's not me. I don't want the attention. You know what I'm saying? He consistently deflects the attention off to other players and stuff, wanting them to get the shine. You know, he doesn't give a fuck about none of that shit. You know, Cam cares. There's a difference. You know what I'm saying? That's what he wants. So if you're going to care about it, you know, there's a responsibility that comes with it on both sides, man. Win or lose. All right, man. Fuck this shit.
we said we were going to goddamn decrease our on internet
our niggas, ourselves. I think we, fuck it. We didn't achieve that goal this time.
We might be in too deep, man.
Don't say that, Tyler.
We might
don't
not be
you
able to get
dare
out.
Say that, Tyler. We'll never give up on not being internet niggas, okay? Oh man, fuck this shit, man. Good talking to you, bro.
Always, man. I'm
all
fucking
right,
always,
I'm
gonna
holler at you,
bro.
Down next to me, my love, chief my butt, peep my rug, ease from the chemicals that's in my blood. Iris is closed, but I'm seeing it more. Boogie on down and the bass gets low, words get slow, heard no more. Dreading the come down, betting my woes, go to the wayside doing some more. On the flow, and my brain dripping low. Too many ghosts, skeletons in my coats. Kick in the door with a permit to show. Heaven is close, watch me go, watch me go. Yeah. Marijuana, holy water, Percocet and Tylenol. Another wave riding on, two by two. Women hanging on my lip like a Fu Manchu. If I take another sip, I could lose my cool. Marijuana, holy water, Percocet and Tylenol. Another wave riding on, two by two. Women hanging on my lip like a Fu Manchu. If I take another sip, I could lose my cool. See, worst behavior with me. Elevated, I'm medicated with regulated IV.